salutations from America's scenic soccer city. We are broadcasting from the ESPN 105.1 Zone Studios. I'm Farns.
And I'm Willie.
And you're listening to
CFC Radio.
Welcome to show number 6. Don't worry, the first 5 shows, we were just getting warmed up. This episode is straight out of the oven and piping hot. In case you've been living under a roca, today the boys in blue from Chattanooga FC are taking on the reserve squad of Mexican powerhouse Chivas from Guadalajara. And speaking of powerhouses, I'm looking right at you, Wooly, you British house of power, you. We've got 2 powerhouse interviews on today's show that we can't wait to get to. First, we have the catalyst of Cleveland, the dynamo of Dalton. That's right, Mr. David Perez. He's a Chattanooga FC midfielder extraordinaire, and he's in the studio with us all show long. So we've cooked up some killer questions for David. Can't wait for the rapid fire that's going to take place later in the show. Willie, tell us about the other big name we got lined up.
That's right, Farns. And we've also got U.S. men's national team standout Brian Ching. Brian has also been to Chattanooga now 2 times before. You might have recognized him last year when he came with Stuart Holden and Landon Donovan. And they did some great events with the CFC Foundation. And they also attended a CFC match and spent some time with the Chattahooligans. So we're looking forward to having Brian on the show really soon.
So David Perez from Chattanooga FC and Brian Ching from U.S. Men's National Team. Now that's what I call a double dipping in the awesome sauce. So as we do each week, we kick off the show with Wooly's rundown of what we've got in store for this episode of CFC Radio. So much to talk about. Let's get to it.
Okay, coming up, we've got CFC's game reports. We played 2 games since last week's show. One was against Birmingham Hammers, which was a washout. That's what we're going to talk about that. And we also played on Wednesday night against Memphis City FC in Memphis. Got a draw in that game. Another good point for the team.
So 2.5 league matches under our belt. 2 away, 1 home.
Definitely. And we also are going to go around the league. We're going to look at the other results in the MPSL Southeast Conference. There's been some good results, some interesting things to talk about.
Something I'm surprised about is what one team continues to do. And also there's another team that I'm also surprised how they're a little bit shaky. Let's talk about it.
And we're going to have, he's one of our own.
He's one of our own. David Perez. He's one of our own.
So David's joining us here in the studio. David, say hi.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're doing good.
Doing great, David.
So we're also got our big interview. So that's coming up in the 3rd section of today's show. And that's with Brian Ching, former U.S. men's national team player, also a Houston Dynamo legend.
Can't wait to talk to Brian. We've had such a great lineup of U.S. men's national team players, and he is just another huge name that we've been able to catch.
We're also going to have further build-up to this evening's game. That's against Chivas, under-23s. They are a Mexican soccer team. They're here in Chattanooga. Looking forward to our guys playing against them. This is an international friendly tonight, 7:30, Finley Stadium.
So last year we had Tigres. That was a really fun match. This year, an even bigger name in the Mexican soccer world, Chivas. Can't wait.
And as always, we've got Abi Badaboo, Stat of the Week, and El Conductor Count, which, you know, it's changing, it's growing.
It's gone up 2.5.
It's awesome. And we've got our news section. Where have they gone? So we'll be going through that later on in the full segment of the show. Now, let's talk with our friend, our legend, he's one of our own, it's David Perez, who grew up in Dalton, Georgia, went to Lee University and started his CFC playing career with us last summer. And David often plays in the midfield, but he's a very attacking-minded player and can also play up front as well as a striker. So, David, welcome to CFC Radio. How's it going?
It's going good. It's going good.
So, David, this 2017 season thus far, it's been pretty short, but actually, you know, we've had, what, the Atlanta United, we've had early U.S. Open Cup match, 2.5 league matches so far. How's the season going?
Season's going good. You know, it just takes a little while to get going there, but you know, just like you mentioned, we've had a couple of 2.5 league games. I think the good thing from this is that each game you can take away that I think there's progress in each game. So each game it looks like we're getting better. So it's only good things to come in the future, I think.
Awesome. So David's going to join us now as we're going to recap the last two games that CFC have played. So last Saturday, we took on the Birmingham Hammers. Unfortunately, the game had to be postponed after 20 minutes due to a big storm that blew through Chattanooga that evening. But the guys started off so, so well, didn't they, Fonz?
They really did. So in the first minute, we watched a video that John Cayley posted online. Have you seen that one, David?
Yeah, I have. Yeah, right when it's so close up to the goal. And I think it was Felipe Antonio that actually whipped the ball in.
Yep.
And
Danny Whitehall.
Yeah, Danny Whitehall was so close to getting on the end of that, and it just ricocheted off the post, and it almost went in.
So what was so cool about that was it was an unbelievable start to our league home opener. And we did the math, 17 touches between 10 players. We really knocked the bar pretty hard on that one. Danny Whitehall still searching for that first goal. He's going
to
get it.
Yeah, he is. He had that was a great, great shot. Great start to the game. So that game now will be replayed on June 20th. So our second game that we played last week was against Memphis City FC. We were on the road again, and the final result in that one was 0-0. Again, the guys had a really good first half. Lots of chances. There was some great link-up play, I felt, between Danny Whitehall and Felipe Antonio. And then roll on the second half. We got a penalty, and Danny Whitehall, unfortunately, the penalty was saved. It was a great save, actually, by the keeper, wasn't it?
Incredible, yeah. Keeper was long and lanky, but he made a really good save. Strike had a lot of power, but just keeper made the play, and props to him. But it was a good PK as well. I think Danny Whitehall's goal, it's coming. It's coming soon.
Oh, definitely. He's looking really good. Every game he's getting, you know, he's getting sharper and sharper. So he's going to get that goal.
And what was we were watching the live stream at Chattanooga Brewing Company. It was a whole lot of fun to watch. Yeah, just towards the end, we were knocking on the door over and over, couldn't quite get there. So we've got 2 points after two league matches completed. Wooly, what else happened around the league over the weekend?
Yeah, so last Saturday, May 20th, there was another crossover game. This was between New Orleans and the Atlanta Silverbacks. New Orleans came away with a 2-1 win, so beating the Atlanta Silverbacks. You've had a really good start to the season. And then over in the West Division, so that's our division, Inter Nashville FC won 3-0 against Memphis City FC. So Inter Nashville having a really solid start to their season. And in another crossover game, the Georgia Revolution drew 2-2 with FC Carolina United. And then the most recent game was on Thursday, May 25th, in the East Division, where the Knoxville Force came away with a 3-2 win against Asheville City Soccer Club.
So an interesting stat that you dug up, Wooly, was that out of the 43 goals scored so far in our conference, they've had 34 different goal scorers. So goals, goals, goals for everyone.
Definitely. Shout out to our stat man, Jonathan Hunter, for keeping us up to date with what's going on around the league and with all of the information that he supplies us. So thank you, Jonathan. Remember, you can tweet us using hashtag CFC Radio with any questions you want answered on the show. When we come back, we're going to be joined with DP, a.k.a. David Perez. You're listening to CFC Radio on ESPN 105.1, The Zone.
CFC Radio on ESPN 105.1, The Zone. You too can be a part of the conversation. Tweet us using hashtag CFC Radio. And if you miss a show live or if you're telling a friend about it, then you can listen to the show as a podcast at ESPNChattanooga.com. Click on the CFC Radio podcast tab and you can listen in your car, at work, at home, or even taking an E at Center for Sports Medicine. Don't forget, listeners, CFC take on the reserve team of Mexican powerhouse Chivas of Guadalajara tonight at 7:30 p.m. at Fort Finley. And did we mention there would be fireworks tonight? Both figuratively and literally, we mean, on the pitch. Fireworks are brought to you courtesy of David Perez and the Boys in Blue. Off the pitch and directly after the match, fireworks brought to you by Atlanta Pyrotechnics. Shout out to John Zaychek and his crew that's coming over tonight for the show. We're joined again in the studio by CFC midfielder David Perez. David was captain of the Lee University Flames in their 2016 season. He was Lee's leading scorer in 2015 with 17 goals. He's a native of Dalton, Georgia, and he attended Northwest Whitfield High School. He was named an NCAA Division II All-American in 2015 by the National Soccer Coaches Association of America, making him the first NCAA men's soccer player All-American for Lee University. David was the Gulf South Conference Player of the Year after leading the league with 17 goals and 39 points in the 2016 campaign. Nowadays, he's frightening NPSL goalkeepers in their defenses as an attacking midfielder slash forward for the Chattanooga Football Club. David, welcome again. Thanks for joining Wooly and I on CFC Radio. How has your radio experience with us been thus far?
It's been incredible. You guys are awesome. Thanks for having me. It's been a blast so far.
Well, thank you again for being on the show. David, we want to take you back to the beginning where it all began. Tell us about how you got started playing soccer.
So it all started when I was about 4 or 5 years old, but I was actually born in Chicago, Illinois. So it was there that my mom's side of the family, my uncle actually just put me in a team with my brother, and we're just playing on some dirt field against a bunch of other kids. And I remember my first game, I think my brother was in goal. We lost about 8-0, and I fell in love right after that. It was awesome. I mean, we lost 8-0. I think I was playing defense, didn't know what I was doing, but it was just amazing. From that day forward, just wanted to play every single day. Honestly.
Well, do you come from a soccer family? So a lot of players in our teams, they come from third, fourth generation soccer families. What about your family?
Yeah, my family's really big into soccer. Literally, that's all we do. We watch soccer. We go to the games. Everyone, my family, everyone's so supportive. Everyone goes to each other's games. Everyone plays. My dad played. My mom didn't so much, but she loves it as well.
That's great. And talk us through, how did you become a Chattanooga Football Club player?
It was, I think, after my 2015 campaign that I was we actually played West Florida, where Coach Bill coaches as well. And after a match, I think it was the conference semifinal, we had lost 3-2. And I think I scored 2 goals in that game as well. And after the game, he just kind of came up to me and he's like, would you like to play for us this summer? And right now is probably not the best time. You can think about it. I mean, right then and there, I was just kind of like, of course. Like, I mean, it's kind of a no-brainer. Who wouldn't want to play for this club? So it's just, and then that following summer was my first season, last season, 2016. So that was awesome.
Yeah. I think I remember actually being at that match. Madonna Kemp, one of the Chattahooligans, I was sitting next to her and her daughter Emily and some other Chattahooligans, Mary and Laura. And I was asking her, she's always in the know, Madonna, about players to keep an eye on. And she said, you guys need to get David Perez on your team. I said, who's David Perez? She pointed you out and we watched you that match. You really turned some heads, and it actually was the West Florida match. So it's interesting that was the one that head coach Bill Elliott came and spoke to you afterwards. So you played with Lee, you captained their team, scored lots of goals, and you come to CFC MPSL, completely different league, players coming from different backgrounds, different stories. How does playing collegiately compare to playing in our league, the MPSL? How are they different? How are they alike?
I mean, there's definitely talent everywhere you go. You know, in the collegiate level is where you play teams with some great players, but the MPSL, you know, it's just the comparison is just, there's so many good players in the MPSL. There's talent everywhere because the coaches pull in the best players from the collegiate levels, the older players, the players that have played pro. So it's just the talent in the MPSL is crazy. You see some incredible players there.
Would you say every season it's getting more and more competitive in the MPSL?
Yeah, I think so. I think teams, they just know how to recruit, and players want to come play in the summer. They want to keep playing. They want to stay sharp. They want to stay in shape. So the top players are going to top teams. They're playing for all kinds of different different teams, and you can definitely see improvement. And just like in our own league, in our own division, teams are improving and everyone's improving, and the level's definitely, it's a very high level.
So fans and I were interested to know, you played in some big games for CFC last summer. What's been some of your highlights so far in your CFC career?
Definitely that first goal was awesome to get, and we actually against Birmingham at home, which is funny because we played them on Saturday, fortunately got rained out. But yeah, that first goal was something you never forget in front of 5,000 fans. It was luckily it was nominated for goal of the year as well in the NPSL, so I remember it was a good goal, so that was very memorable. And then just it's really every game that you get to play in front of Finley Stadium is kind of like its own memory, because we're very fortunate to get the fans that we get and the support that we get, and the talent that we have on the team just makes you a better player. So every game is really special for me.
What's it like for you guys? Like, it's, you know, the CFC crowd, are they the biggest crowds that you've played in front of?
Yeah, easily, for sure. They're just amazing. You look up, you're getting warmed up, and there's already a couple hundred fans in the stands with about an hour and a half till kickoff. I mean, that's incredible.
So in case you're just now tuning in, we're in the studio here on CFC Radio with David Perez, Lee University standout and current CFC player. David, you just talked a little bit about the experience of being a Chattanooga Football Club player. Obviously, it's very exciting as a fan, as a spectator. I can't imagine what it's like on the field, and you try to put it into words. So what's your advice then for players who are new to CFC this year, who are new to the Chattanooga community? What would you say to them as they begin their CFC career?
I would just say enjoy it. Just soak it all in. Enjoy Chattanooga. Enjoy the people. There's lovely people around here. Not just the fans, but everyone just treats you really well. So just enjoy that. You know, just work hard for each other. Work hard for the team and each other. And that's where the success comes in.
And I had another question for you. So you talked about being born in Chicago and coming down to Dalton. So are your parents Mexican?
Yep, they were both born in Guanajuato, Mexico. So
I know Guanajuato. Yeah. I spent a semester down there in school. That's really interesting. It is so beautiful and the people are so nice, truly.
Yeah, it's great.
Well, so what Mexican traditions, customs does your family did they bring with them to Chicago that then traveled with them also to Dalton?
It's really everything you can think of. I mean, from just regular things, language, food, and all kinds of the sport of soccer. So it's just those little things, really. Right now, my family we don't speak a lot of English in the household, so we like to, you know, we speak Spanish, and so it's just really all those type of things.
Do you as a family have a team that you support in Mexico?
Well, my mom supports León and my dad supports Pumas. Well, they're not from the state of Guanajuato, but they're both good teams. Yeah.
Are they going to be coming to the Chivas game tonight?
For sure, they definitely will. Yeah, they're excited about that. It's a great opportunity, so yeah, they'll definitely be there.
Well, David, we went in this segment with a rapid fire question segment, and are your shoes tied tight and you belt snugged up?
I think so. I think we're ready.
Buckle up. Okay.
See.
All right. So here we go. We're going to do rapid fire with David Perez. I'm going to take a couple of these questions, and then Willie's going to take a couple. All right. The only rule is you got to say the first thing that comes to your head.
Okay.
All right.
Sounds good.
It's quick fire.
Okay? All right. Yeah.
All righty. We've got a minute on the clock.
Oh.
Okay. Farns, are you ready?
I'm going to start us off. You get us halfway through. Here we go.
All right. 3, 2, 1, go.
Power or finesse?
Finesse.
Who is the best footballer in the world right now?
Lionel Messi.
Flashy or old school?
Flashy.
Turf or grass?
Grass.
Midfield or forward?
Forward.
What's your soccer superstition?
Same compression shorts.
Talk trash or keep it clean?
Oh, definitely talk trash.
Favorite Chattahooligan chant?
The one where they make fun of the goalkeepers.
Early bird or night owl?
Early bird.
Kittens or puppies?
Puppies.
Xbox or PlayStation?
Xbox.
442 or 343?
442.
Favorite food?
Fried chicken.
Least favorite food?
Any vegetable.
Woolly or Farns?
Both.
Oh! Why is Farns still single?
Hey! What was that?
Why is Farn still single?
No idea.
Push-ups or sit-ups?
Push-ups.
Could you outrun a medium-sized dog in a 100-yard dash?
Of course.
Yes or no? Do you cut your match socks?
Yes.
ESPN 105 won the zone or ESPN 105 won the zone?
ESPN 105, the zone.
Okay, and if you're going to be a top-level soccer player, you've got to have...
fitness.
Awesome. Hey, David, that was great. Well done with that. And thank you for joining us on the CFC radio show.
Thank you for having me.
So you guys can follow David on Twitter at DP13. We're going to take a quick break. When you return, we're going to be back with Brian Ching, former US men's national team player and huge CFC fan. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to CFC radio on ESPN 105.1.
The Zone.
Saturday and ready for Chattanooga Football Club's International Friendly versus Chivas of Guadalajara in Finley Stadium. Kickoff is at 7:30 this evening. You don't have a ticket, you cry.
Where's my ticket?
Don't worry, you can purchase one online now at ChattanoogaFC.com. Click on the ticket tab, or you can purchase one at the stadium. This is CFC Radio in America's scenic soccer city. We're about to be joined by Brian Ching, a former U.S. men's national team veteran and an MLS All-Star. So a little bit about Brian before we get him on. Brian Ching is an American retired professional soccer player. He played for 12 years in the Major League Soccer and represented the U.S. men's national team for 8 years. Brian played collegiately for Gonzaga University, where he still holds the all-time record for career assists and is the third-time all-time leading goal scorer. Brian's professional career began with the Los Angeles Galaxy in 2001, where he became the first Gonzaga player and the first player from his native Hawaii selected in the MLS draft. After winning the U.S. Open Cup with Los Angeles, he then played for the Seattle Sounders and San Jose Earthquakes. He won the MLS Cup and Supporters Shield with the Earthquakes, collected the MLS Comeback Player of the Year Award, the MLS Golden Boot, and was named the MLS Best 11. In 2006, Ching relocated to Houston when the Earthquakes became the team of the Houston Dynamo. He led the team to back-to-back MLS Cup championships in 2006 and 2007, and 4 MLS finals overall. He's a 6-time MLS All-Star. Brian retired from professional soccer in 2013 as the Houston Dynamo's all-time leading goal scorer. Brian made his international debut on May 26, 2003, and became the first Hawaiian-born player to represent the United States. He's had 45 caps and 11 goals for the U.S. men's national team, and he was rostered for the 2006 FIFA World Cup and was the winner of the 2007 Gold Cup. Brian currently manages the Houston Dash of the National Women's Soccer League, and off the field, Ching is a pillar in the Houston community where he works with Habitat for Humanity as well as other various sort of charitable organizations. Brian, thank you for joining us on the show. How's it going?
Good.
Hey, Brian, it's Farns and Woolley from CFC Radio. How are you doing this morning?
Good, guys. How's it going?
Man, we are doing so well. Thank you so much for joining us. We wanted to talk to you about all kinds of stuff, and, well, we're ready to get started. You know, as we mentioned earlier in the show when we were doing our intro in the previous segment, we talked about how you had joined our supporter section in Section 109 and also how you got involved in the Chattahooligans and sang some chants. So, like it or not, you're an honorary member of the Chattahooligans, Brian. How much do you miss them? Because let me tell you, they really miss you.
Definitely honored to be a part of Chattahooligans. you know, when Stu and I and Landon came, we had an amazing time, you know, and I think that might have been the first time I really led a chant. you know, it was a special moment for me. I love what you guys are doing there. I mean, it's amazing to see the support that, you know, the team has, especially, you know, it being the lower division. But, you know, that's what I love about it, you know, and that's what I love about the growth of the game in this country. And that passion and the people—they love the game. And Chattanooga is a soccer city.
So, Brian, we wanted to take you back to the start of your career. You know, we doing our research, we knew that you grew up in Hawaii. How big was soccer in Hawaii when you first started out?
Not big. You know, the only time I got to see soccer on TV was the World Cup, and then it was your occasional U.S. men's national team game, and it wasn't very often. So, to be honest, I wanted to be a professional surfer. Growing up, my dad was a beach boy in Waikiki, so I spent every day kind of on the water. And the funny thing is, I never even heard of English Premier League or the Spanish Premier League. I didn't even know about professional soccer. It wasn't until I got to college, to be completely honest, that I really started. My head coach was from Iceland at Gonzaga, and he loved Manchester United. So I was like, oh, what's this? So I started. That's when I started. I found out about the English Premier League, and that's when I started following Manchester United. So, you know, it wasn't big growing up. You know, everybody kind of plays it just like they do everywhere else, but you just don't have large numbers like you do in a lot of places. So and soccer wasn't on TV very often, so it wasn't like I grew up dreaming of becoming a professional soccer player. It's just one of those things that kind of happened.
Yeah, and it's interesting that you say that soccer was hard to find on TV. I certainly agree with that. Now it's great to be able to turn on the TV on Saturday morning, sometimes on Sundays, and find that EPL game. And if you have internet stuff, you can find all kinds of matches. Well, so being from Hawaii, Brian, the first Hawaiian-born player to be drafted into the MLS, the first Hawaiian player to be rostered for the men's national soccer team, did that come with some added responsibility on your part? Did you feel like that was a big thing to you, or was it something that really didn't think twice about?
You know, at the time, it was something that I never really thought twice about. I was just trying to get out there and compete and do the best I can and try to help my team win. And, you know, it wasn't probably until later that I really felt like, okay, wow, this is a pretty significant achievement, you know. And so I guess one of the proudest moments, I would say, of my career was in the 2006 World Cup and being on the team. And for some reason, you know, it was before the Italy game, you know, the national anthem's playing and the whole, you know, all the American fans in the stadium are singing it. And something just triggered in me, and it just kind of made me reflect at that moment. It was just kind of one of those things, and I was like, wow, you know, I've come a far way. I've come from a small island in the middle of Pacific, you know, playing in the world's biggest game on the world's biggest stage. And at that moment, it just kind of hit me. I was like, wow, you know, it's pretty cool. You know, hopefully I was able to inspire a lot of kids in Hawaii to kind of shoot for that same kind of, you know, dream and try to make it on the big stage. And so that, you know, for me, that was kind of, I wasn't even on the field. I didn't even get on the field in that game or any game in the World Cup. But it was just one of those things that, you know, just something clicks in you and you're like, oh, wow, kind of made me reflect a little bit, and I was kind of in awe of that moment. So, yeah, like, but when you're in it a lot of times, day to day, you're just out there competing, you know. And I never really reflected like that very often throughout my career. So now that I look back, yeah, I feel like it's pretty significant to be able to represent Hawaii and our country.
And that really is inspiring, talking about how you came from a small island, like you said, in the middle of the Pacific, and then now on our nation's largest stage, and to be rostered for the World Cup, the world's largest stage. Really is a great story. And in the studio with us, Brian, we have one of our CFC players from last year and also from this year, David Perez, and he had a question for you.
Hey, Brian, this is David, CFC midfielder. I was just curious, what was your most memorable goal as a player?
I guess I have two real memorable goals. So I'll start with the first one was with the U.S. men's national team. So it was probably my first World Cup qualifier that I played in. We're down in Jamaica. We're down 1-0. I came on in probably about the 70th minute, and the funny thing is I got a perfect cross, a header from about 8 yards out, and ones that I normally don't miss, and I totally headed it wide. And I was like, oh no, this can't be happening. And so I was like, no, give me another chance. And so literally in the 89th minute, ball gets crossed in and bounces around, ball falls to Landon's feet, passing me the ball, and I just take a touch, and the keeper comes out, and I roof it over him. And so it was like my first goal with the national team in a World Cup qualifier, and it helped us get out of there with a draw. So it was pretty significant. Meaningful goal for me, especially being my first one. So that is probably one of my most memorable goals. And then my second would have to be scoring in the MLS Cup in final in 2006. Literally, game was a boring game, one of those championship games, and not a lot of chances. And then in overtime, Taylor Twoman from the Revolution score with about 5 minutes to go. And literally from the kickoff, we play the ball wide. Our guy beats the guy down the line, crosses it. I just beelined it from the kickoff to the box and got on the end of a cross and headed it in literally about a minute after they scored their goal. So that put us into penalty kicks, and we won in the shootout. So that was our first championship here in Houston. So that those would probably be my two most memorable goals that I scored.
That's awesome. And before we go to a commercial break, Brian, we ask all of our guests that come on the show if you could give a special message to our CFC players. And tonight, the guys are taking on Chivas under-23s in an international friendly. So fire away.
Kick their ass. anytime you get to play in international games, there's always special meaning to those. And, you know, that rivalry with the U.S. and Mexico is a big one. And so I want you guys to go out there and kick their butts. You know, I think that only adds to the rivalry. It's always a heated, it's always an intense game. Anytime you play a team from Mexico, and I think that's going to be a great show for you guys. Enjoy it; it should be fun. I'm sure they're going to be extremely well put together a team that's going to be a challenge. So, wish you guys all the best. Get out there, score some goals for us, and go USA, go Chattanooga.
Hey, that's awesome. And Brian, thank you so much for joining us on CFC Radio. We look forward to seeing you here in Chattanooga soon.
Thanks, guys. Good luck, David.
Thank you.
So that was Brian Ching, U.S. men's national team veteran and six-time MLS All-Star and a three-time MLS Cup champion. And he's a Houston Dynamo legend. Brian Ching there with us on CFC Radio. Stay tuned. We're going to be back with more build-up to our game tonight against Chivas U-23s and more on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. I'm letting go. Welcome back to our final segment of CFC Radio. Are you excited for our game this evening against Chivas U-23s? It's an international friendly. Be there, Finley Stadium, 7:30 kickoff. And don't forget, you can get tickets online now. They're $12, or you can buy them at the gate. We also have some really special features for this game tonight. We're going to have a firework display at the end of the game, so stick around and watch that. And also, this is a little inside knowledge here, pay close attention during the national anthems, the Mexico and the United States. So just pay attention to the sky.
The Mexican national anthem singer tonight is an awesome dude named Jesse, and he's going to be dressed in full Mexican regalia. regalia. He did it for the Tigres match last year. It looked really cool. It's 100% authentic, but that's not what we're talking about. There's another special surprise we have on the way, and I have to brag on myself. I know how to say fireworks in Spanish. David, back me up. It's fuegos artificiales.
Yes.
Did I get it? Yes.
You got it?
Fuegos artificiales.
Ah, awesome.
Did it sound like that when I said it?
Close.
Farns. Yeah, okay. So Twitter comments, we had a great tweet from the Chatterhooligans. They said, hashtag CFC Radio. Merch Dude Smo prefers to be referred as Merch Babe, by the way.
And that's because there's this dual identity of the CFC merch. In fact, we could almost say tri-identity if we want to throw in our main man, Eli, into the mix. Merch Dude Smo also has Merch Babe Mary, who's always right there doing a great job of the merch booth. And then Excellent Dude Eli is also making it happen. Shout out to the merch staff at CFC Matches. They work hard. And as they say, merch never sleeps.
So remember, if you are wanting to still get your CFC 2017 home jersey, you can actually go and buy those down at Winder Binder Bookstore on the North Shore. You can also purchase them at the game as well. They will refund your ticket when you purchase one of those jerseys at a game. So we've got some international soccer news. First up, the US men's under-20s team are currently playing in the FIFA under-20s World Cup in Korea. So that just kicked off last week. The US men have played two games so far. In the first one, they drew 3-3 versus Ecuador. It was an unbelievable game. There were some really great goals in that. And then they won their second game against Senegal 1-0. So as it stands, the US are in the group four of the World Cup, and they're top of the group. They're on 4 points, so they're doing really well. They'll play against Saudi Arabia next.
And Brad Friedel and Tab Ramos are two big names in US soccer who are over there in Korea helping manage and direct those teams. Little inside info, we're hoping to get one or maybe both those guys on our show sometime in the near future.
We've also got a Wolfsburg update. Last week, we talked about what was happening with Wolfsburg. They had a crucial game last Saturday, and unfortunately, they lost. So they lost to Hamburg 2-1. It was a really, really tight game. The goalkeeper for Hamburg played an absolute blinder and pulled off some really magnificent saves. So that meant that Wolfsburg finished third in the Bundesliga, and that means they have to play off against Eintracht Braunschweig. I'm not sure if I've got the pronunciation of that quite right, but Braunschweig finished third in the Bundesliga B. So that meant now Wolfsburg have had a playoff game against them, and these two teams are actually local rivals. It has been classed as the Lower Saxon Derby, and they played on Thursday night, the 25th of May, and Wolfsburg won 1-0, and that was just the first leg. They've still got another game, and that's going to be on Monday night at 2:30 our time. So tune in. We need Wolfsburg to pull out a result. We really want them to stay in the Bundesliga. So tune into that game on Monday, 2:30, and let's see if Wolfsburg can get through and stay up in the Bundesliga.
And Willie, tell our listeners why this second leg of that match is important. Why is it important that they do well in that match?
Well, they just need to win. They're already 1-0 up on aggregate from the first leg, but it's just, you know, if they lose, then they're going to go down. They're going to get relegated, you know, which is really not what they want. You know, they have a fantastic team. They have a really good setup there in Wolfsburg. You know, I think they definitely do not want to be getting relegated. So let's hope they can do the business on Monday. We'll all be watching. We're all cheering you on here from Chattanooga.
Yep. So next up, we have the Chivas U23 match coming up tonight. And here's a little rundown about tonight's match. They're officially known as Club Deportivo Guadalajara. David, would you make sure I pronounce that correctly?
Club Deportivo Guadalajara.
Awesome. That team is more commonly known to us gringos as Chivas. They're one of the 10 founding members of Mexico's highest level of professional soccer, also known as Liga MX, or that'd be MAX? Liga MX.
Yeah, Liga MX, Liga MX.
And so they have won 11 first division titles, 7 Campeón de Campeones, 1 Interliga, 1 Copa Challenger Match title, 4 Copa Oros de Occidente, and a whole slew of other titles. They are going to be facing off against us tonight at 7:30, and one of their players of interest is Ivan Gutierrez, a Mexican-American who played in Team USA's U-17 squad and also U-20, but before signing on with Chivas, he chose to participate with the Mexican national team in their youth development program, so he's now a part of Mexican's national squad. And what Chivas is a club that is famously known for having some of the most loyal fans in Mexican football. That is guaranteeing a fun atmosphere for the match coming up tonight.
So what I love about these games that we played against Tigres, U23s last summer, as well as Middlesbrough and their U20s team, is that you get to see some really exciting players. You know, these are the young guys that have come through these teams' academies. You know, they're the next stars, you know, for their team. So you can see some real talent out there, and it's exciting because you can track them, their careers going forward. So we have our stat man is David Perez. And David, off air, we were talking before the show, and he had an awesome stat about Chivas. So, David, could you share that with the listeners?
Yeah, fun fact, Chivas is the only Mexican team to field exclusively just Mexican players, Mexican-born players. So you actually just have to be, you actually have to be Mexican to be able to be a part of this team. So that means no foreigners, no internationals, just Mexicans.
So 100% Mexican-born players for the Chivas squad. That's really interesting.
Yes.
And that's going to make for a very Mexican style of soccer, mm-hmm. right? David, give us a quick overview from your perspective. What differentiates a Hispanic, specifically a Mexican style of soccer, from what you expect CFC to play tonight?
Yeah, the Mexicans really like to just, for various reasons, they just like to keep the ball on the ground, very technical, very tactical. They'll be organized, they'll be disciplined. So we're expecting a lot of that tonight.
Awesome. I'm going to do a quick El Conductor count. It's up to 134. Congratulations, El Conductor, for just making that number grow and grow. And so now we have our newest segment for CFC Radio, and I'm going to need some help, boys. This segment is called Where Are They Now? And in this segment, we highlight a player who has graduated on from CFC and moved on professionally. And this week's highlight, the first ever Where Are They Now segment, is Finn Glover. And in 2012, Finn, while still playing for CFC, founded a company called Roots Rated. Roots Rated is a media platform that connects users with the best outdoor experiences, handpicked by local outdoor retailers and their network of local experts. It's now North America's largest media platform for outdoor experiences, and we are really proud of Finn and his team, Bryson and his brother Rye, and some other CFC names who have really taken this company and evolved it and grown it into something that's getting really strong. Way to go, boys, at Roots Rated. Congrats for all you're doing there.
Yeah, Finn was a fantastic player. I mean, he still plays now, sort of recreationally, but for CFC, you know, he was a really great player and a good player to watch as well. I mean, I know he was a big fan's favorite when he played for CFC. He's doing awesome stuff with Roots Rated and his team there, so we're really proud of him. And you can, you know, regularly see him down at Finley cheering on the guys. So before we go, DP, we wanted to finish up with you.
Okay.
And the Chatter Hooligans. That's special, right?
Yeah, different level, these guys. Just, you can always count on them to be there every game, home or away. They're just always there supporting, and that's something you don't get anywhere else in this league.
Describe the Chatter Hooligans in 3 words.
Best fans ever.
Nice. Okay, great. Good job. All right, well, that's all we have for today's episode of CFC Radio. We really want to thank David Perez, a.k.a. DP, CFC midfielder extraordinaire, for coming in and joining us today for the studio.
And good luck tonight, David.
Thank you. Thank you guys for having me.
And also a big thank you to Brian Ching for calling in and for sharing his time and his experiences with us. That's all the time we have for today. Don't forget to keep up to date on all things Chattanooga Football Club via our social media pages. And thank you to Justin and Wells and their crew for putting together this great show week in and week out behind the scenes. And of course, thank you to all of our listeners out there. Catch us each and every Saturday from noon until 1 p.m. right here on ESPN 105.1, The Zone. And it's tonight, 7:30, Chivas kickoff. Signing off from CFC Radio, I'm Farns.
And I'm Wooly.
And I'm DP.
And don't forget to keep on kicking in the free world.
Chattanooga Football Club Radio is property of the Chattanooga Football Club. Visit ChattanoogaFC.com for news and updates, schedules, tickets and season passes, youth camps, and official Chattanooga Football Club gear. Chattanooga Football Club Radio, a Brewer Media Group presentation on ESPN 105.1, The Zone. Broadcasting from the Home Rate Mortgage Studios, downtown Chattanooga, WALD-FM, Lakeside, Chattanooga, ESPN 105.1 The Zone, a Brewer Media Group station.